News came out on Tuesday that Seattle Mariner Tim Beckham has been suspended for 80 games for using a performance-enhancing drug. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says Beckham should have, and probably did, know better. Art, you and I were sitting here a little over a year ago now when Robinson Cano got suspended for 80 games for using PEDs. And Robinson Cano was not the first person to ever use performance-enhancing drugs and get caught. So how, as Tim Beckham, do you not know not to take something at this point?
It is a little hard to believe because Major League Baseball and its players' union have a very strict policy about performance-enhancing drugs, and the information is available to all the players. And in the statement that Beckham made, he said he took a substance from a quote-unquote trusted source. Well, there aren't any trusted sources out there except what the club has, the trainers, the doctors, the specialists involved, because everyone else is not a trusted source. And that's by agreement in the collective bargaining agreement. So it's really kind of absurd. I look at it like getting busted for out-of-season hunting in downtown Seattle. I mean, how?
Yeah.
Why? How could this be? And it is so explicit and gone over so many times that it's just a kind of critical mistake that professional players can't make. And yet here we are 2 years in a row with a Mariner with 80-game suspension.
I made that comparison to Robinson Cano, but he, talent-wise, is not a Robinson Cano. He wasn't contributing that much to the Mariners at this point anyway, but it is still kind of a thorn in the side of the team.
Yeah, I don't really hold the team culpable in this because the rules are clear, and I don't think there's any neglect on the part of the Mariners on this sort of thing because they don't want this to happen, and they're going to police it. And so the individual player has to take responsibility in this case. This drug has been around for 50 years. The International Olympic Committee banned it in 1974. And in 1988, Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson had his 100-meter gold medal stripped for the same performance enhancer.
So we're not exactly talking about something new here.
No. And in fact, it's so old, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I don't think the club is culpable, but I also think that it is just another log on the fire of a dismal season.
Well, I kind of see some parallels, and tell me if you feel differently, between Tim Beckham's season and the Seattle Mariners' season. Mariners had a great first month of the year. Beckham hit 6 home runs in his first month of the season. Then his fielding became a problem. The Mariners started losing. Now Beckham's season is over, and the Mariners' season is virtually over. Do you feel the same way?
Well, there are twin arcs here. Yes, they are very parallel, I guess. But I don't think getting rid of Beckham is going to solve the Mariners' problem. This is a season that was destined to fail because they planned it this way. Getting rid of all the older players, the expensive contracts, get prospects in, and sacrifice the one loss record this season. That was forecast ahead of time. But I really don't think the Mariners thought it was going to be this bad, and the out-of-the-blue suspension by Beckham just adds to it, and it just ratchets up the cynicism about this season and the skepticism about the future. This doesn't do anything for the Mariner image or the trust that fans want to have and should have with the ball club.
All right, thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's also a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.